This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey! It's today on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, my colleague and interpreter. Sometimes I need an interpreter to understand myself what it is that I've said in English. Now, we're going to work on some things with Andrea Metcalf. There I am. I haven't said Andrea Metcalf on the air for a month. And before I even say Andrea Metcalf, I do Andrea Mitchell. And Andrea Metcalf, trust me, much more attractive, much more intelligent, a lot more to say, very interesting. We're going to talk in a moment about a new bracelet. Kenny and I have done a little research on this. It's a bracelet that shocks you. It's kind of like Pavlov's dog, in a manner of speaking. A new fitness wristband that will zap you if you miss a workout. And there's motivation for you. Speaking of motivation, I would like to tell you a couple of stories about ripoffs. These are stories that come from the Doug Steffen experience quotient, the Doug Steffen playbook, the Doug Steffen workbook. Tell me if you've had these same experiences. And even if you haven't, why should I have had these experiences? Experience number one. Ready?
Ready.
The Salvation Army, which I'm happy to help if they do good things. And I think most of the time they do good things. However, I called 1-800-SA-TRUCK over the weekend. Meredith has moved in. A lot of things that I've had in my house for a long time are going, being replaced by some of the things that she has. And I'm fine with that. Time for the old to go and the new to come in. That's cool. Great. So I want to help the Salvation Army. So pick up the phone and dial 800-SA-TRUCK. Get an operator on the line, said I'm in Massachusetts, Framingham, and I have a desk, a couple of television sets, I have a kitchen set, I have a lot of things that I want to give away so that I know that they go to a good home and they'll be used for worthwhile purposes. So after having rather lengthy, it was like a 3-minute conversation with this woman, she said, well, you're calling for a 310 number. I said, that's true. My cell phone is a California cell phone. Well, we can't help you. So I took a breath for a minute, and I said, why is that? Well, because you're calling from a 310 phone, and you want us to pick up something in the 508 area code in Massachusetts. Yeah, that's true. All of that is true.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make? Well, we can't, on this line, line you up with anybody in Massachusetts. I said, huh? What do you mean you can't? Well, we had our system codes in the caller from their area code. Okay, I just told you I have a cell phone that's a California cell phone, but this material is in Massachusetts. We can't help you, sir. You can't help me. Why is that? Well, because, and she goes through the explanation again. I said, I don't understand. I'm trying to give you something to help you, and you don't want to take what I'm willing to give you. Well, we can't because our system doesn't work that way. I said, well, then switch me to somebody that can help me. Oh, we can't do that. You have to call from another phone. So I'm thinking to myself, what kind of stupidity is running an organization like this that can't say, wait, they can't. If I were in their shoes, I couldn't wait to get the stuff that I'm giving them is worth about $4,000. If I were them, I couldn't wait to get a hold of it. And what other word would I use? other than sheer stupidity on the part of management. Not the fault of the women that I'm talking to, because they didn't set up the system. They're just doing what the system tells them to do. And I said to this woman, I call back, actually, and I talked to another supervisor, and I said, put yourself in my shoes. She said, sir, I don't have to. I understand exactly what you're saying. Our system is stupid. Those are her words. The system is stupid. So if anybody's listening from the Salvation Army, get your head out of your butt and figure out a way that people like me, who just coincidentally happen to have an area code on my cell phone that doesn't agree with where the stuff is. I mean, how many people must be like that? There are people that move around all the time. Their company is headquartered in Sacramento, so they have a Sacramento area code on their cell phone, and they may be in Missouri. So you don't want their stuff because your system is so screwed up? I mean, this is laughable, but I thought it was something that I should tell you about in case you hadn't had that, if you hadn't had that experience before.
Wow.
The other thing is, yesterday I'm making arrangements to go to Ohio next month. So I called the people at Best Fares that I always talk to, and I said I need Boston to Cleveland on this Saturday the 6th. Yep, okay, that's fine. Let me look that up. One way. $649, and I'm a month away from the trip. $649 one way from Boston to Cleveland, which is about, by the crow fly, about 640 or 50 miles. It's a one-hour flight, one and a hour and 15 minutes. $649. So I said, what's the schedule? Oh, they have one flight a day. United took over Continental. Continental used to run 7 direct flights a day between Cleveland and Boston and fill them up. Now what they want you to do is fly through their hub in Newark or Chicago or some other godforsaken place, spend 3 times as much time, and pay twice as much money. So after fiddling around with it for a while, I decided to fly on Southwest through Baltimore. It only takes an extra hour. It's $249 round trip. Can you imagine, though, they've got the chutzpah to knock the schedule off, and this is what people do. Businessmen, they got to get to Cleveland in a hurry from Boston. They're going to pay the $600. It's incredible what's going on in the airline business, and I just thought that I would pass that along with you. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to spend some time with Andrea Metcalf, for whom I have great regard and respect on a couple of things, including this new fitness bracelet that shocks you if you miss a workout. Find out about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC-certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC-certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Telecaster for just $89, a Delta Lab clip-on guitar tuner for only $10, or Pearl Cajon drums for just $79. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
16 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and I have Andrea Metcalf, who is a fitness expert, a speaker, a trainer, somebody that I have high regard for, the fitness trends. When it comes right down to it, who's got the latest thing? Everybody's always looking for something new. Now we have this wristband that will zap you if you miss a workout. All right, so what's
if
your...
If you don't finish your workout, right?
Oh, is that what it is? If you don't finish... I thought it was just if you missed a workout.
Well, you know, it'll zap you if you don't get in the goal for the day of how many steps. So that means if you put in that you want to do something, say 10,000 steps a day, and you don't make it to there, then it will zap you and kind of remind you, which the price is something that might zap you as well, because it's about $100 more than $150 more than most of the activity trackers that are on the market right now. So it's kind of interesting, but it's a good idea to track your fitness because you become more successful with it. However, I'm not quite sure I want to be zapped by my band.
Right. I mean, talk about negative influence or negative reinforcement. This is called Pavlok's bracelet, P-A-V-L-O-K. Cost you $250. If you pre-order it now, it'll cost you less. It'll come out early next year. I wonder how this negative reinforcement, if you're overweight, I mean, I'm thinking of college coaches and high school coaches that I had that used to really be down on the players that were overweight, not in shape, so there was a lot of negative enforcement there. This is the height of negative enforcement, though. Isn't it reinforcement?
Yeah, I mean, again, Pavlok is the perfect thing for this. It's like the Pavlok dog thing.
Do you ever...
We're not ringing a bell.
So you never do negative with the people you personally train. You never say, come on, get your fat butt working. You wouldn't use those words.
Well, I would never use those words. And every client's a little bit different. Some clients want to be pushed, but there is a way of coaching that you can get them to do it. You know, there is that, come on, you can do this, come on. But there are, you know, you look at the Biggest Loser and the negative reinforcement that's there, that, you know, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, and trying to break them down emotionally, that's never been my style.
One of the things that you're known for is also helping people out, helping people to set goals. I noticed that you blogged about Deepak Chopra recently, trying to set a meditation world record. Meditating good, yoga good, that sort of thing good to keep one in shape as well as the actual physical activity?
Absolutely. You know, the whole thing for me about yoga is that mind-body connection and reflection. Everyone needs a little bit of spirituality, and reflection can help bring that into your program. And when you take the time to say, look, this is how far I've come, this is where I need to go, but focusing on your past accomplishments to help predict more future success is a really positive way to make changes. And those goals are very important, but they can't be so lofty that you don't have smaller goals along the way to keep you on the right track.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, being on track is important. Speaking of that, you're advising people to get back into school routines early, and that includes exercise and the right food, that sort of thing. We can find out more about that at your website, right?
Yeah, you can find out more ways to get healthy and be ready to get back in school mode, even if you don't have kids or you're not going to school yourself. You know, this change of season is just a great time to reset, renew, and fall back into your fitness and health regimen.
So stay fit or get fit. Check out Andrea, AndreaMedcalf.com. Thank you, Andrea. Nice to have your voice on the air again. 21 after on Good Day.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Today's video of the day. This is the acapella group Home Free Vocal Band with what many describe as just amazing, an amazing cover version of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. Let's listen to more of this. This is just the audio. You got to see the video, watch their faces and their movements to get the real true appreciation of the work they've done there. Crack it up, my friend.
Yay, love. Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Listen to that voice. All right. Now the original version, which some of you are thinking, we ought to hear Johnny Cash do this. Right?
I went down,
crank it up, Michael!
And the flames went higher, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That's what I like best about this. That sounds like a cowboy song. Right? And all that?
Yep.
Yeah, but I tell you, that the video is worth the view as listening to this.
Fell into
worth the time. Crank it up, Mike.
I went down, down, down.
flames went higher, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. The fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
So much of that is so missed, that sort of thing. Kind of like people on the radio. Yeah, the great voices of the great performers, the disc jockeys, the personalities that are now long gone, squeezed out by moneyed interests. I think it's the same thing in the record business. Where are the Johnny Cashes around today? Are there many real true talents like that that just got it? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Food and music, what a duo.
I love coffee, I love tea.
Musician Erin Dickens sets the mood with her new CD and cookbook. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Food has been such a big part of my life, and it started out back in the day with the Manhattan Transfer. We used to cook, you know, at all of our rehearsals, and Sunday mornings we used to make Italian pastry called Zeppola and thick black coffee, and everybody cooked these wonderful pastries, and then we'd sing for hours.
Erin's cookbook pairs her music with specific recipes.
Nice good.
Unless the food is really good, like Eggs Benedict and Bloody Marys.
Bennies and Bloodies. You got the nice girl to stay, well.
Who knows? There might be music making in the bedroom. Erin Dickinson's new CD and cookbook is Java Jive Jazz for Foodies. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, sounds good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is the best. It was Boston.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a man doing a shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing?
Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, a filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents.
It's amazing how fast you said that.
I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal.
Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. Limit supply. See store staples.com for details.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
It's disaster time on Good Day.
Good day, sunshine.
That's get the daily disaster report. I shouldn't chuckle about those who are dying of Ebola, but it is a news media fiasco. So today's New Deal, the news media focusing on Hawaii, where they're being slammed by a hurricane. As interested in, we have two stations in Hawaii. Anybody want to report in? 888-302-3684. There are two separate storms they will be facing down. Hurricane Izell, is that how you pronounce it? I-S-E-L-L-E, Izell. I guess that's how you pronounce it, Kenny, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Churning across the Pacific, expected to cross the Big Island sometime either late today or tomorrow. And then behind Izell is another storm named Julio, or is the politically correct way of pronouncing Julio, Julio, down by the schoolyard.
I'm pretty sure that's Julio.
It's Julio?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right. That'll become a hurricane as it approaches the state of Hawaii. We don't think about hurricanes in the Pacific. We think about them here. Hurricane season has begun. There have been some tropical depressions, tropical storms, that sort of thing. Our weather's been affected a little bit on the East Coast by a couple of these churning up, but not anything. I think the first one happened early, and we had some weather, and then the coast during the season. You like not to think there's going to be a hurricane that'll ruin your vacation on the beach, right? Who wants that? Yeah, give me a storm in November. That's okay. Isn't going to worry many people who are on vacation. But at any rate, the folks in Hurricane Alley, which is Florida and up the coast, think they're going to have an average season. But I wonder what those of you who are living in Hawaii think about having two. Is this global warming? Is this climate change? When's the last time? I would like to know, historically, whether there's anybody that can do the work or not, because I didn't actually think about this till just now. When was the last time a hurricane came across the Hawaiian Islands? I can't remember, frankly, talking on the air about the Hawaiian hurricane situation. As a matter of fact, all of Hawaii is under a flash flood watch because of the hurricane. So if you've gone there hoping you'll have a great vacation, I'm suggesting you get maybe get a chit and get out of there. Get on the plane. All the planes leaving the island are full. Not that they aren't usually all full anyway, but people want to get out at their vacation. Imagine, because the islands are not that well protected, look on a map and look at the Pacific Ocean and see where Hawaii is and how big it is in comparison to the vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean. Like finding a dot. Literally, it's like a needle in a haystack. It's like when I went to Guam, I remember looking there, those of you listening to K57 in Guam, been on that station for a long time. One of the things that struck me when I first realized where I was going is how far away it really is. It's a six-hour ride. If I were starting from the East Coast, it takes me almost 6 hours to get to L.A. L.A. to Honolulu, almost 6 hours. Honolulu to Guam, another 6 hours. So think about the vast expanse that's out there. Not only is it, you know, under the circumstances, technology today makes it easy to find these places, but think about how you're getting there. You're in a cylinder at 34,000 feet, flying at 600 miles an hour, and you got two engines under the wings. Hello? That's it. You're on your own. Therefore, what is it? The will of God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what United has done since they've taken over Continental to serve Guam. They probably screwed it up like they screwed up everything else. But there was some great service. What great stories, great history the travel in the Pacific Southwest has been to all those islands over there. And I hope that the area still continues to get good connections and good flow from the mainland. Going to Guam was an exciting experience. And I think going to Hawaii is one of the best things anybody can do. You have vacation time. I'm going to try to bring Meredith over there this winter. It is you talk about the Hawaiian island paradise. It is all of that and more. One of the most beautiful. I've been fortunate to be able to travel around most of the world. And I have found very little that I thought was more beautiful than those islands and the experiences you feel when you go to Hawaii. There's something about the people, something about the place. It's just magnificent. So hopefully there won't be too much damage done by the hurricane. People get back to normal. Here's an interesting reality. Before we spend some time with Dr. Jack, we got to, I suppose, do the obligatory Ebola stuff. I'm looking at a picture, Kenny, of a European spacecraft. And once again, America is out to lunch. The European Space Agency's Rosetta spacecraft, 10 years, 4 billion miles, arrived at its destination earlier today. A close examination of a comet. They used the thrusters for about 6 minutes, starting a couple hours ago. There were 10 movements over the past couple of months to slow Rosetta down to the pace of sort of a person walking, if you can imagine that in space. 2 miles an hour relative to the speed of the target. They're looking for this comet. So starting today and over the next couple of months, Rosetta, which is the spacecraft name, and the comet, which is called CG, are going to go toward the sun together. This thing weighs about 220 pounds. There's a part of the spacecraft that they're going to send over to the comet, harpoon itself to the surface. This will be the first time a spacecraft from any place has landed on a comet. Sort of reminds you of, what was that, Armageddon? Which of the two movies that came out in 1998? One was Armageddon. Yeah, they were both about the same, again, on a comet.
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact, that's it. So that's what this is. This is a movie come to life. Can you imagine the brains, the technology? Most of us get a headache when we think about how in the world. The reason I brought this up is because I was talking about finding a needle in a haystack, that is Hawaii and Guam and those places in the middle of the Pacific. Imagine finding a comet that is 4 billion miles away and being able to engineer a piece of spacecraft to get within the distance to send a harpoon out to connect the spacecraft to the comet and send down then. The comet then is attached and it goes down to the surface and starts sending back information. This thing is 330 million miles from the sun. Three times further out from Earth, and it's traveling 35,000 miles an hour. So it went to within 60 miles of the surface. Remember, this is 4 billion miles away, traveling 35,000 miles an hour, and they're only 60 feet away. I think this is astonishing, frankly.
Wow.
Isn't that? It's just astonishing. Astonishing. All right, Doug, observations on Hawaii and hurricanes. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, hurricanes are not all that uncommon in Hawaii. I don't remember exactly how many years ago, but Hurricane Iniki, I-N-I-K-I, devastated the island of Kauai. A man I used to work for owned a hotel there, and it was completely destroyed.
Really?
Put him financially out of business.
No, that's too bad.
But they do get them. But in the Pacific, they call it hurricanes typhoons.
Well, that's what I thought. Those are where we apply the typhoon name to the hurricanes that hit the Asian countries. But apparently we don't want to do that anymore for those hurricanes or typhoons that hit American soil. Yeah, we have to distinguish between the two.
A little bit of Hawaiian trivia. Legend says that the Big Island of Hawaii will never be hit by a hurricane or a typhoon.
Because?
I think it has something to do with the fact that Madame Pele, the goddess of the volcanoes, and she won't allow it to happen. Now, again, as I say, this is a cultural legend.
Mm. So I'll send
it as you wish, but we don't have the time. But I'll tell you what, I saw many things living in the islands that happened that were totally contrary to the way I was brought up in the mainland.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to believe what you see, even though it is against everything you've ever been taught.
Yeah. Well, I'll have McGarrett. We'll have McGarrett investigate us.
McGarrett, what? Send him back to Australia. Khan back to Hollywood. There's not one Hawaiian starring in the current 5-0.
I thought that Chin was. He was not a Hawaiian.
Chin Ho, the guy playing Chin Ho is Korean. The girl playing Kono is Korean.
Yeah.
McGarrett is, I believe, originally from Australia.
I think you're right, O'Loughlin, yeah.
And
right.
Any boy in that show is James Caan's son.
Yeah, pretty good actor, Scott Caan. He's a pretty good actor. All right, Doug, thank you. Appreciate it. Let me move on because Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
This is a multi-view report brought to you by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Here's a car lover's dream, a chance to win a one-of-one-built Ford Mustang 50 years convertible. Ford Motor Company is partnering with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society to raffle off this instant classic 2015 Mustang to help raise funds for MS research. Raffle tickets, which can change your life and the lives of people living with MS forever, are just $20 each, with the number of available tickets capped at 100,000. Says National MS Society Ambassador Phil Kogan, host of the popular TV reality show The Amazing Race and Ford enthusiast.
Now, talk about no opportunity wasted. This Ford raffle provides a unique opportunity to potentially own a one-of-a-kind Mustang while helping to create a world free of MS. It's a win-win.
Raffle tickets are available and can be secured at www.ford4ms.com. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during the Woodward Dream Cruise on Saturday, August 16th. For more information, you can also call 1-800-243-5767.
14 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of our regular medical experts. Dr. Jack is one of the NUCA board-certified doctors, chiropractic, dealing with your neck, superb way to fix most of what ails you, believe it or not. Even though people, when they hear you say everything starts in the gut, how's our neck connected to our gut, Jack?
Well, there's the nerve connections from the bottom of the brainstem that goes, that has ascending, descending messages that goes through the vagus nerve that goes to the gut. Parts of the gut, part of the gut innervation from the nervous system comes out of the bottom of the spine. Most of it comes from the top, from the brainstem area. So there's a huge connection, a huge interplay of nerve fibers going up and going down the spine, going in the brain, coming out of the brain, that takes care of the entire body for that matter. And the gut is your closest association to the outside world other than your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brain's control of the gut is incredibly important. In fact, there was just some recent reports that came out that showed that some of the poisoning in the gut that is a result of our diets, result of environmental factors, has a direct result on the incidence of Parkinson's disease because of nerve pathways that exist between the gut and the brain.
All right.
Poisoning of the gut will poison the brain.
Let's talk about Ebola and the immune system. There was a man suspected of having Ebola who died in a hospital in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Test results are negative for a 46-year-old woman in Columbus. And then the two that were taken to Emory University, the general hoopla around this. I mean, imagine the news media being so audacious as to have helicopters following this motorcade like it was the president or something. Good God.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with our values? At any rate, the impact of the strong immune system and things like Ebola, or more specifically Ebola, can you really avoid this? Even if you're in contact with the bodily fluids of the person who has Ebola, if you got a really strong gut and a strong immune system, can you avoid it?
Well, the 10% that survive in the backwoods of sub-Saharan Africa, there's something going on inside of them that 1 out of 10 is surviving this thing, even in the worst of sterile conditions or as far as medical procedures can take place. Yeah, you can, or you can greatly improve your chances just by a healthy immune system. 85-86% of your immune system is in the gut, again trying to protect you from the outside world. It's hard to imagine the gut being the outside world, but the gut is outside of the body, even though it spirals and twists all the way through the body.
65,000 miles of plumbing in our bodies between that and the things that bring the blood to circulation around. It's amazing what the body can do.
And we ignore this at our peril.
Yep.
We just ignore this at our peril. Hippocrates was right 2,500 years ago. All disease begins in the gut.
You know,
absolutely correct.
And there are lots of a lot of attention being paid lately to alternative theories, higher intelligence, and what makes up our life, makes up our body. When you consider how many times your heart beats over your lifetime, the cells and how they change, and what we do to our body, we don't understand our bodies. We don't understand them.
Well, our immune system is incredibly complicated. They're finding out more and more things about this all the time.
Yeah.
But there are some basic ideas. And number one, you give the body what it needs to work.
Yep.
If you give the body what... I have a lot of free information about this at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
JackStockwell.com is his web address as well.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We do care for each other so much, and since we should really consider ourselves as adults now, I thought maybe before I leave we could agree that seeing other people while I'm away can't possibly hurt, you know?
You mean dating other people?
I think it would strengthen our relationship. Then we'd know for sure that we're really in love. Not that there's any doubt.
T-Bird?
Alright.
Who are you? Do you know me?
Of course.
How do you know me?
It's not important.
It's important. It's important to me. You're the most beautiful, exciting thing I've ever seen in my life, and I don't know anything about you.
Baby, baby, I love you. Monotones, but the song was a hit in the late 50s. I want to say 58 or 59, Kenny.
58.
Was it 58? The Book of Love. I don't know where Wolfman Jack, who was actually in the movie American Graffiti, introducing the Book of Love. This was the number one movie during this week in 1973. And there's nothing, Chuck Curry, that makes me want to stop listening to this song. Crank it up, my go!
Wonder, wonder,
so, this movie started the careers of Ron Howard in terms of movies, Cindy Williams, Richard Dreyfuss, Suzanne Somers, Harrison Ford, and Paul LaMatt. Now, here they are together.
Hey, you're supposed to be the best thing in the valley, man, but that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
Well, you call that a pay job, but it's pretty ugly. I bet you got to sneak up on the pumps just to get a little air in your tires.
Well, at least I don't have to pull over to the side, just let a funeral go by, man.
Oh!
What a wonderful movie. Wonderful.
You know, the
movie.
Thing about American Graffiti, I don't remember the last time that film aired on television.
Really?
You?
No, I
don't. When's the last, have you seen that movie air on television any time in the last few years? I have not.
I don't go looking
film,
for that.
It's almost forgotten.
Ah, it is a great, great. What a classic.
And one other thing, you know, Paul LaMatte was a really cool actor. His character in American Graffiti really was the staple for Henry Winkler's Fonzie in Happy Days.
Yeah.
He sort of was modeled after that character.
Harrison Ford was still working part-time as a carpenter when he appeared in this movie. You knew that, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, look at that turnaround. Okay, so some good memories there. Chuck Curry has some movie news for us just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert Ukulele for just $59. Sheet Music Stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, it's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, Chuck, what do you have in your bag there?
This is an interesting story. According to a report that I read yesterday, says Sylvester Stallone is going to oversee a spinoff of The Expendables with an all-female cast titled The Expendables, and he wants Sigourney Weaver to head the cast.
Really?
She played Ripley in Aliens and probably is the best female action hero of all time, so that is actually a pretty good choice. The Expendables opens a week from this Friday in a review so far.
I want to see Gina Carano in that. Who would be other people that
Linda
ought to be?
Linda Hamilton would, right? If you go back to some of the actresses from the 80s, you have Linda Hamilton from Terminator.
Yeah.
Would be a pretty good choice. They probably would mix and match with a cast from the 80s and then some of the newer female action stars like Gina Carano.
Yeah.
Probably be pretty good. Other news, production wrapped 2 days ago on Jurassic World, Universal's fourth entry in the Jurassic Park franchise. Now, that film will star Chris Pratt, who's just hit big as the lead in the Guardians of the Galaxy. He's really good in that film and should be a big name by the time next year comes.
All right. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can get to it by going to the...
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.